Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis. We left off on Kuf Aleph on Beis, the last few words on the page. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also anonymously Lili Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, also by Mesh and Devorah Smith for Refuah Shleimah for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Devorah Mindel, Sheshav Refuah Shleimah B'soch Shar Chali Yisrael, and also by the Shul in honor of our upcoming Chanukas Habayis charity event. Everyone is encouraged to visit charitywithad.com/BKNW. So we are holding again, and the last few words of the page, and the Gemara is going to finish up the discussion yesterday, that we started yesterday, about Shinui Makom, and we're going to debate whether we can disprove Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that there's no need for a new bracha when a person moves to a new place from an additional brisa. We already disproved Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that there's no problem of Shinui Makom when it comes to brachos, that there's no issue of Shinui Makom from one brisa, but now we're going to try a different brisa that maybe is also going to disprove Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Then the Gemara is going to go back to discuss the situation where you're in the middle of a Suda, and all of a sudden Shabbos comes, or Yom Tov comes. So how do you handle that situation? So we had that discussion. Are you mafsik right then and there? Do you continue the Suda? Ochel v'holei chachetachshach, or maybe you're poris mapo makadesh. But one thing that we hadn't yet discussed is how to handle the kosos of Birchas Hamazon and of Kiddush. Should you say them both on one kos? Should you have one first and then the which one should come first and then the other? So the Gemara is going to get into that detail on today's daf, and that's going to get us into the sugya of, or the concept of, ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos, that a person is not supposed to do mitzvos in bundles. And at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss the order of brachos when Yom Tov falls on Motzai Shabbos, meaning it's Yom Tov and it's Motzai Shabbos, so you're going to have to say Avdallah, but you're also going to have to say Kiddush, and there's so many different brachos that are part of Avdallah, and you have to include Kiddush and Shechianu somehow into the mix. So how does one organize those brachos when Yom Tov falls on Motzai Shabbos, and other similar circumstances when there's a combination of benching, Kiddush, Avdallah that are all set on one cup of wine? How exactly do we arrange those brachos? That's the famous sugya of Yak Nahaz. So a few very famous sugyas on this daf: Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos and Yak Nahaz. So let's begin though in the major sugya of Shinui Makom when it comes to brachos. So I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So the Gemara tells us, Rav Nachman, I think that's where we left off, that Man Tana Akiros, who's the one that taught us? Who's the one that taught the brisa of the din of someone who's Oker Makomo before the bracha achrona, where we said that even things that require bracha achrona b'makomam, meaning even ala michya type of foods, where you're going to have to go back to say the bracha achrona in the place where you started eating, still you need to say a bracha rishona after you do a shinui makom, meaning we don't assume that just because we know you have to come back, the shinui makom has no effect on you, because it's as if you're rooted here anyway. We say that even when it comes to ala michya foods, if you did a shinui makom, you're going to need a new bracha. Who's the Tana that taught that? Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know it's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Titanya, because we have another brisa that tells us the following. Chaverim shayim mesubin v'akru raglehem leilich lebeis haknesa lebeis hamedrash. You have a number of chaverim means talmidei chachamim. In modern Hebrew, it just means friends. But in the Gemara, chaverim means talmidei chachamim. So you have talmidei chachamim that are sitting to eat, and then they uproot themselves before they say a bracha achrona in order to go to shul, to daven, or to go to the base medrash. The Rashbam points out that the reason we dafka say chaverim over here is because we say they're oker agleim to go to the base medrash. Who else is going to the base medrash? So that's why we dafka choose chaverim, meaning we had a brisa on Kuf Aleph and Beis that said bnei chabura that are eating together, because they weren't going to the base medrash. So now we're talking about, we're more specific about where they're headed, so we changed the case to be people who would be going to the base medrash, so we call them chaverim. So anyway, they go, they're in the middle of a meal, and they go to shul in the middle of the meal, or to the base medrash. So k'shein yotzin, when they're going from the place where they're eating, ein tunin brachal mafrei, they do not have to say a bracha achrona before they leave. U'k'shein chozun, and when they finish davening, or they finish learning, and they come back to the place where they're eating, ein tunin brachal chadchila, they do not require a new bracha rishona. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda comments, Bamed Varmamurim, when do we say that they do not require a bracha achrona before leaving and a bracha rishona upon returning? That's Bizman Shenichu Sham Mitzas Chaverim. That's if they left sometime the Chacham still continuing the meal. So they were always rooted in that original place where their meal began. Avaloi Nichu Sham Mitzas Chaverim, but if they didn't leave anybody behind, the whole group of them got up to go daven, or the whole group of them got up to go to the Beis Medrash. So then, Kshen Yotzin Tuna Bracha L'Mafreya, then they do need to recite a Bracha Achrona before they leave. Kshen Chozun Tuna Bracha L'Chelchila, and when they return, they do need to recite a new Bracha Rishona before they eat any more. So since Rabbi Yehuda says Bamed Varam Amurim, when commenting on the Chachamim, that tells you that Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with the Chachamim. That's a rule the Rashbam points out, that the Gemara tells us in Erev and Daf Pei Beis, that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Bamed Varam Amurim, it's always lachlok al divrei chachamim. It's always coming to disagree with the chachamim. When he uses the lashon of emasai, it's lefarish divrei chachamim. He's just trying to explain what they mean. But over here he says bamed dvar mamurim. So we know that it's lachlok al divrei chachamim. So you see from there, and Rabbi Yehuda is very clear about what he holds, that he distinguishes between if you leave mixas chaverim and you don't. But apparently the chachamim do not make any such distinction. So what do the chachamim hold? Apparently the chachamim disagree, and they hold that even in a case where everybody left, there are no mitzas chaverim behind, you still don't need to say a bracha rishona when you come back before you start eating again. So the brisa that we had on Kuf Alvam Beis that said that if they didn't leave a zakin or chola and they left, that when they come back they have to make a new bracha rishona, that must be dafka the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So don't go asking on Rav Chista from that brisa, because that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Yesterday we asked on Rav Chista from the Braisa. Don't go ask on Rav Chista from that Braisa, because Rav Chista might say, that Braisa is only like Rabbi Yehuda. We see that it's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. I hold like the Chachamim, so you can't ask on me from such a Braisa. There is an interesting point over here that the Rishonim point out, that just, you know, Mesiach Lefituma almost, the Braisa said, where are they going? They could have been going anywhere, Lechora, right? They just got up in the middle. Likros Chasan Vekala was the example we gave yesterday. But what's the example we gave today? They go to the Beis HaKnesses. So the Tosos points out, they go to the Beis HaKnesses lehispalel. What do you go to shul for? You go to daven. So says Tosos, you see from here that someone who davens in the middle of a meal and is not oker makomo does not have to say a new bracha, even a new bracha rishona when he comes back. Rabbeinu Yom Tov is quoted in Tosos and Chulin Peizayin Amar Aleph that if you daven in the middle of the meal, you do have to recite Birchas HaMazon, and if you want to continue eating, you need to wash again and say a new amotzi. And that's what the Meiri writes as well. And what do you do with the Brisa? So the Brisa says they went to the Beis HaKnesses. So says this group of Rishonim, they didn't go to the Beis HaKnesses to daven. They went to quickly hear a Kaddish or a Kedusha. They felt like they needed another Yehishmei Rabbah in their day. So they went to the shul to have the Zuchus of a Kaddish or a Kedusha or something like that. But if they were to actually daven, so that's this Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's an automatic hefsek that would be Mechayev a new bracha. So now the Gemara is medayek from the Brisa, and the Gemara is now going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan Elataima Dibdvar Matun Bracha Lachrein B'Mekoman. The only reason that the Chum disagree with Rabbi Yehuda is because we're talking about the kinds of things that you need to go back to say your original bracha, and therefore, meaning, how do I know we're talking about such things? Because the lashon of akru implies that they were bikvius. Bikvius means that they're eating those things that require bracha achrona in their original place. Serious food, alamichya type of foods. So that's why the Chum disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Kshen Yotzin ain't tun bracha l'mafreya, Kshen Chos ain't tun bracha l'chadchila. That's why the Chum say, you're not going to require a new bracha when you come back. You don't need to say bracha achrona before you leave, because you are constantly rooted in that place where you started your meal since you've been eating the Shivas Aminim. Dvar m'shein tun bracha l'achrein b'mkoman. But if you're stam, drinking some orange juice, and it's a bari nefashas type of thing, so that the Brisa is not discussing. So maybe in such a case, the Chum would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu Rabbanan, even according to the Chachamim, who... that since they were Mashana Makum Kshen Yotzin, Tuna Bracha L'Mafreya, they would agree that you would need to recite a Bracha Achrona before leaving Kshen Chozin, Tuna Bracha L'Chachila, and when you come back, you would need to recite a new Bracha Rishona. So they Matavit Yuftad Rabbi Yochanan. Ooh, so if that Diuk is correct, that the whole Machlokas Rabbi Yudan and Rabbanan is only on Alamichya Birch Samazan type foods, but on Bari Nefashas type of foods, even the Chum would agree that a Shini Makum is going to demand a new Bracha. So now we have a second Yuftan Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan denied the entire concept of Shinui Makom. Rabbi Yochanan says that Shinui Makom never affects a bracha. You don't have to say a new bracha on account of Shinui Makom. And here you have the diuk that we can make from the fact that we're only talking about Al-Mikhya and Birch Samazan type of foods. It must be that everyone would agree in Bari Nefashas type of foods that Shinui Makom in fact requires a new bracha. Now just the way we phrase it is that the implication is that when you're dealing with things that are not to una bracha chrona b'makoman, before you leave, you need to say bracha chrona. When you come back, you're going to need to say a new bracha rishona. But why before you leave would you need to say a bracha achron? I mean, the whole kunt is it's the type of food that do not require a bracha achron b'mekoma. I mean, I understand you're going to tell me that it's mechayev a bracha achrona, but it shouldn't have to be before you leave. You can say the bracha achrona whenever. You can leave and say it because you don't need the bracha achrona to be b'mekoma. So it's a little bit odd that the Rishonim point out that we dafka say before you leave, you're going to say the bracha achrona. So the Meiri says, yeah, ein achinam, you got to take out that girsa, that phrase k'shen yotzin tunim bracha l'mafreya does not belong in this gemara because it's clearly not correct. You don't need a bracha achrona b'mekoma. However, in the Bir Halach and Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, he points out that according to several rishonim, why is it that by dvar matunim bracha l'achrein b'mekoma, why is it that by alamichya and benching type of foods that when you leave you need to bracha, you need to say a bracha before you leave? That's because of chashash that you might forget to say the bracha and you'll get to the point of yisachal amasam b'meyav where you fully digest the foods and then you're not going to be able to say a bracha achrona. So if that's the reason that you need to say a bracha achrona in cases where tunu bracha achrein b'mekoman, maybe that reason is shayich even by things that are ain't tunu bracha achrein b'mekoman, that you need to say a bracha before you leave lest you go out and you forget to say the bracha. Okay, so there would be such a din d'rabbanan that we're concerned that you might miss out on the opportunity to say the bracha achrona. But bottom line is what we back in our sugya over here, we see from this brisa or from the diuk that we're making from this brisa that Rabbi Yochanan's understanding that shinui makom never affects bracha is incorrect, because the brisa clearly assumes bein the Rabbi Yehuda, bein the rabbanan, that shinui makom will affect the bracha as long as it's the type of bar nefashos type of food. So it says Mar, v'lav mi yusvini chad zimna. Okay, what do you want from Rabbi Yochanan already? We already had a tiyufta on him. So it says Mar, yeah, neima mehanami tavi tiyufta. Yeah, the point is we're trying to say that there's a second tiyufta. So even if you were to come up with some teretz on the first tiyufta that we asked on him yesterday, you should know that there's a second tiyufta, that you're not going to be able to defend Rabbi Yochanan by defending him from one brisa. You're going to need to defend him from multiple brisos. So the Gemara says, okay, but maybe I can defend him at least from this brisa. How so? Amalach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan might be metaritz as follows: that who adin da'afilu dvarim shein tunu bracha l'achrein b'mekoma nami ain't tzrichel nevarich. Maybe your diuk is incorrect. We tried to make a diuk that the whole reason the discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum happened was because they're talking about alamichya and benching foods. But had it been bari nefashos foods, and everyone would agree that you need a new bracha. Maybe not. Maybe even by bari nefashos foods, everyone would say you do not need a new bracha rishona after a shinui makom, and Rabbi Yochanan is fully aligned with the shita of the chachamim. Ay, v'hadik tani akru ragleyan. Why then do we use that phrase of akru ragleyan, which implies we're only talking about alamichya and benching foods? Lo diacha kochad Rabbi Yehuda, to let you know how strongly Rabbi Yehuda holds his position. Da'afilu dvarim shetun bracha l'achrein b'mekoman, that even though we're talking about alamichya and benching foods, taima di nichum mitzvos chaverim. The only reason Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that when you leave in the middle of the meal, you don't need to recite a new bracha, it's not mechayev a new bracha, is because you left people behind. But if you did not leave people behind, It's to tell you that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the fact that you need a bracha achrona b'mekoma is not enough to anchor you in the place where you started your meal. You need a double anchor. You need not only that it's something that you require bracha achrona b'mekoma, but also that you left people there. So you need that as an anchor as well in order to say that you're not going to have to say a new bracha. So we wanted to highlight just how strongly Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're generally not considered anchored to your original makom, and the only way to highlight that was to talk about foods that require bracha achrona b'mekom, was to talk about alamichya and benching foods. But ein achinami, as far as the Rabbanan are concerned, when the Rabbanan say that when the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, they would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda whether it be alamichya and benching foods or whether it be bari nefashos foods. Either way, you're not going to require a new bracha even on bari nefashos foods. The shinui makom is not going to make a difference. So Rabbi Yochanan could easily defend himself from this second brisa. Rabbi Kivegun, the Gilin HaShas over here, raises the question. He says, well, wait a second. Once the Gemara answers Rabbi Yochanan to be going like the Chamim, why do we reject Rabbi Yochanan based on the brisa that we had in Kuf Aleph Beis, where we said that you make a new bracha rishona after shinui makom? Maybe over there also the brisa is only going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan is going like the Shita of the Cham, Mehechitesi. That meaning, now that we know that it's Machlokas Tanaim, and Rabbi Yochanan aligns with the Chachamim, so any brisa that you're going to bring that goes against Rabbi Yochanan, we should easily be able to say that goes like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So in the Ginza Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that if that brisa were going like Rabbi Yehuda, it should have made the same chilik that Rabbi Yehuda made, whether he nichusha mixas chaverim or not. From the fact that the price on Kuf Aleph Beis did not make such a chilek, it must be that price is going like the Chachamim. And that's why our original Tiyufta of Rabbi Yochanan stands, even if this new second Tiyufta of Rabbi Yochanan does not stand. Okay, now we're going to bring a brisa that follows the Shita of Rav Chista. Rav Chista held that Dvar Matunu Bracha L'Achrei Mimkoman, Ala Michya, benching type of foods, Shinoi Makom is not going to require a new bracha. You're always considered to be anchored in your original location. So Tanya Kavase Rav Chista, we have a brisa that says just like Rav Chista, Chaverim Shemesubin Lishtos Yayin. If there are people that are koveya themselves to drink wine, and we're assuming that's considered something that's tuna bracha achrona b'mekomam, because wine is one of the shivas haminim. It happens to be that this is a machlokas rishonim, whether shivas haminim are tuna bracha achrona b'mekomam, but that's how Rashi and the Rashbam, that's how they understood that they have the gears of Lishtos Yayin, and they assume on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis that Yayin is one of those things that's Tuna Bracha Achrona B'Mekoma. So whereas Tosos writes that Yayin and Shivas Haminim are actually not Tuna Bracha Achrona B'Mekoma, it's only Pas and Mine Mezonos from the Chamishas Mine Dagan that are Tuna Bracha Achrona B'Mekoma, and according to Tosos, you can't have the Girsa over here, Lishtos Yayin, because it's not going to be a Raya at all, since Yayin is not one of those things Tuna Bracha Achrona B'Mekoma. But let's not make it complicated. Let's keep it simple. Let's assume, like we've been saying all along, anything that requires brachachas main shalosh, anything that requires an alamichya or a birch samazon is tuna brachach rona b'mekoma. So here you have lishtos yayin. So that's something that requires it's one of the shivas aminim, so it requires an alamichya. V'akru raglehem, and then they were okar raglehem. They left before they said the brachach rona. V'chazru, and then they came back to drink more wine. Ein Srich and Levarech. You don't need to say a new bracha rishona. That's exactly like Rav Chista, that since it's something that's taught in bracha achrona b'mekoma, you don't have this din of shinei makom tzarech levarech, because they've been anchored the entire time in the place where they started to drink wine. So the Rashbam points out, you see over here that the halach is like Rav Chista, that which was required bracha achrona b'mekoma, the shinei makom is not going to require a new bracha rishona. Now, the Brice is talking about where they went back to the original place. Tosus points out, well, wait a second. There are two dinim in shinui makom. There's din in shinui makom is I leave my original place and then I come back and I want to eat more, right? So I was mishana makom in between, but where I'm eating is the same place where I was eating. But what about if that's not what's going on? What if I go somewhere else and I want to eat in that somewhere else? I'm not going back to my original. Is that the same din of shinui makom? So Tosus points out in Dibra Maskel Tanya that even though the Bryce is talking about where you're going back to where you started your meal, it's still a raya to the sheet of Rav Chista, even if you intend to eat somewhere else. Because since the reason of shinoi makom requiring a bracha is because getting up and leaving that place is a gemar su'uda, you're showing that by my leaving, I am now finishing this meal. That's the whole svara of shinoi makom. So there's no reason to be mechalik between eating somewhere else and eating back in that original place. I've already been gomer that su'uda, if you hold the shinoi makom, makes a difference. So since we see that varim atun bracha alchein b'mekoman do not require a new bracha rishona when I come back, then huadin, then when I want to eat somewhere else, it's not going to require a new bracha rishona, because I was never gomer my su'uda. I never completed my su'uda, because I'm still anchored in that su'uda. There's nothing that took me away from that su'uda. Okay, I mean, the fact that I have not yet said a bracha achron, and I'm going to have to go back to that location to do so, so it means that I'm still anchored in that su'uda. Okay, so now we go back to the discussion of that we had previously on Daf Kuf, right, where you're in the middle of a meal, and then all of a sudden Shabbos comes. So we had three shittos of what to do. We had Rabbi Yehuda, we had Rabbi Yossi, and then we had Shmuel, who seemed to be arguing on both shittos in Tanoim, right? Rabbi Yossi says, "Och avol lechad shetachshach." Rabbi Yehuda says, "You got to stop right away, clear the table, start a new meal for lekavod Shabbos." And then Shmuel had this compromise opinion, "Poris mapa umekadesh," that pause. Don't stop. You'll continue that meal. Pause. Cover the table. Say Kiddush, and then continue the meal from there. So now, Tanu Rabbanan, we're gonna add a brisa over here that's gonna add some more detail to that halacha that we have not yet covered. B'nei chabura shayim mesubin v'kiddush alein hayom. You had a group of people that were eating erev Shabbos, erev Yom Tov, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos Yom Tov. So you have to stop the Suda and bench. But since it's the time for Kiddush, you also have to say Kiddush. So which one should you do first? So we're going to assume that you have to say Kiddush first. So Mavi'in lo kosh al yayin, v'omer lo kedusha sayom. They bring you a kosh al yayin, and you say kedusha sayom. The Tosos explains that the reason you say Kiddush before Birchas Hamazon, Rashi and Rashbam say that you say Kiddush because it's the Zman of Kiddush. So you say the Kiddush right now. Whereas Tulsa says that you say Kiddush before the Birchas HaMazon because you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to taste from the kosher Birchas HaMazon until you say Kiddush, because you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So what are you going to do? You're going to say Birchas HaMazon al kos. You're not going to be allowed to drink from that kos if you haven't yet said Kiddush. So that's the Mechayiv of saying Kiddush first. And the Baal HaMori says that Kiddush is what's causing you to stop the meal. That's why you say Kiddush first. Because if it were only about Birchas HaMazon, you wouldn't stop the meal. You'd wait till the meal is over, and then you'd have your Birchas HaMazon. No, but the fact that Kiddush is making you stop the meal, that's why you're going to say Kiddush first. The Ravid says a different reason. The reason you say Kiddush first is because it's the Zman Kiddush right now. It's not the Zman of Birchas HaMazon. The Zman of Birchas HaMazon is when you finish a meal. If you have a mitzvah whose Zman is right now, so it's the Zman of Kiddush, so that's why you should say Kiddush first. He says very similar to what the Gemara Brach Chavav talks about tefillas tashlumin, right? Someone didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, and he has to be mashlim by davening Marav and Motzai Shabbos twice. So when do you say Atachonantanu? So you say it in the first tefillah, because that's the zman of tefillas arvis. So you mispalal arvis first, because it's a mitzvah b'shaita, and then you do the tashlumin of mincha. That's what the Gemara says over there in Chav Zayin Amalal, that if you didn't daven musaf and it comes time for tefillas mincha, you should have mincha first, because that's the zman right now of tefillas mincha, and then afterwards you'll daven in the musaf. So over here also, they have the kiddush first, because right now is the zman for kiddush. So those are the four different suggestions that Rishonim have as to why it is that kiddush is going to come before Birchas HaMazon. So mevilo koshal yayin, they bring koshal yayin, romelav kiddush asayom. First thing you do is you say kiddush v'sheni, and then they bring a second kos of wine, omer alav Birchas HaMazon, and on the second kos of wine you bench, and then you eat a new su'uda l'kavod Shabbos. It's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you got to stop the meal in the middle. So since you're stopping the meal in the middle, you stop, you clear the table, you say Kiddush, and then you say Birchas HaMazon, and then you could have a new meal. You might have thought intuitively to do it in the opposite order, to say the Birchas HaMazon first so that you can end that meal and say Kiddush to begin the next meal. So that's what we're saying. No, counterintuitively, you would say Kiddush, Birchas HaMazon, and then begin a new meal. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochel V'Halechad Shetach Shach. Rabbi says, who's stopping the meal? Don't stop the meal. Just keep eating. Finish your meal, and that's perfectly fine. And then Rabbi Yossi says, Gamru, when you finish the meal that you had started in Erev Shabbos, late into the night, Kos Rishon Mevarech Lev Birch Samazon, the first Kos that you have, you should bench. Meaning, obviously, Rabbi Yossi is not concerned about eating before Kiddush, because you've been continuing the meal without having said Kiddush. You're allowed to continue eating that meal. So first Kos, you say Birch Samazon before Kiddush. Sheni Omer Lev Kiddush Siyam. Then the second Kos, you say Kiddush, and you don't have to have more food after saying Kiddush. What about Kiddush Makom Sudas? Those points out. Rabbi Yossi obviously holds, you say Kiddush Makom Sudas, even if the Kiddush comes after the Su'udah. The Kiddush doesn't necessarily have to come before the Su'udah to be Yossi Kiddush Makom Sudas. Why does Rabbi Yossi think that you should bench before you say the Kiddush? So the Baal Amar points out two possibilities. Either because it's more Tadir than Kiddush is, Tadir Shein Tadir Tadir Kodem, and benching certainly comes up every time you wash throughout the week, whereas Kiddush is only on holy days. So Tadir Shein Tadir Tadir Kodem, or, says the Baal Amar, since you started to eat before Kiddush Hayom, before there was ever a Chiyuv for Kiddush, and the Mechayiv of the Birch Samazon is the food that you ate, but that food started before there ever was a Chiyuv for Kiddush, so the Chiyuv of Birch Samazon set in before the Chiyuv for Kiddush, which is almost like the exact opposite of what we were saying before. I mean, previously we said, no, Kiddush comes first because it's not the Zman for Birch Samazon yet. It's not the Zman that you have to bench yet, but the Chiyuv has already set in once you've eaten. So it may not be the Zman to actually do it yet, but the Chiyuv still arrived first, that since you started eating, so that's already the Chiyuv of Birch Samazon already came before you before the Chiyuv of Kiddush set in, because the Chiyuv of Kiddush sets in only when it's actually Kiddush Hayom, only when it gets dark, when it's actually Shabbos or Yom Tov. So says the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yossi, why is it that you're waiting anyway till the end of the whole meal and you're going to say Kiddush and Avdallah, Kiddush and Birch Samazon rather, all at the same time? So why don't you just do it on one kos? You need two separate kosos. First you have to have Birch Samazon al kos, and then you can have Kiddush al kos. Just have one kos and say all the brachos that you need to say. Says the Gemara, here's the famous line that Amrav Hun Amrav Sheshes Einam Shtei Kedushos al kos Echad. You cannot do two Kedushos on one kos. My Taima, why not? Amrav Nachum Reitzag Lefisha Einos in Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, because we do not do mitzvos in bundles. What does it mean we do not do mitzvos? Why is it that we do not do mitzvos in bundles? You can't do multiple mitzvos on a single kos. So Rashi Masechta Sota and Daf Chesamid Aleph writes, Shenira Kemosha Hayu Alav Lemasui Umimar Lefarik Masa'o, because it makes it look like the mitzvos are a burden and you're just doing whatever you can to be Yitzhizayin, to get rid of it, to unload this burden of the mitzvah. I got all these mitzvahs, let me just get rid of them as quickly as I possibly can. That is fundamentally disrespectful to mitzvahs. Tosfos in Maseches Sota writes that Einos Mitzvos the sugya comes up in Maseches Sota also, because Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas, that you're not Mashka two Sotos at the same time, is also Mishamei Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Tosfos assumes that that's only a Din D'Rabbanan, that Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, because it's Mechzei Lo Kamasui, but Tosfos assumes that like the Shita of Rashi, that the problem is that it's Mechzei Lo Kamasui. Tosfos in Maseches Moed Katan and Davches on Beis says a little bit differently why Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Not because it's Mechzei Kamasui that it looks disrespectful that the mitzvos are a burden. He says v'tam nira katzas, says Tosfos Moed Katan Chesan Beis Dibra Maskel Lefi v'tam nira katzas to Kamosh Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos de be'inan she'e libo panoi lemitzvah achas v'liyifna atzmo emena. So he's explaining the reason for Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Tosfos in Moed Katan, in the sugya of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, says, why is it that Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? He says, for the same reason that Ein Osim Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos. So you think he's what's the reason for Ein Osim Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos? Must be because of a burden. Tosfos says, no. Because the Ein Osim Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos, so that you can have proper kavana, so that you can focus on each mitzvah. And when you're doing two things at the same time, you're you're not going to be able to focus on each mitzvah properly. So you can't. We're not such good multitaskers to be able to be absolutely focused on more than one thing at a time. So he suggests that Ein Marvin Simcha V'Simcha is the same idea. But the point is that's the reason for Ein Osam Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. There's a more creative suggestion that Rav Yosef Engel has in Beis HaOtzer. Rav Yosef Engel says that maybe the idea of Ein Osam Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus might be based on the idea of Osik B'Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvahs. That if a person is doing one mitzvah, each one paters him from doing the other mitzvah. So it turns out that if you're doing two mitzvahs at the same time, the second one becomes a dvar rishus, so you're not really doing the second mitzvah. And that's why in Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus, because if a person is doing a mitzvah when he's pater from it, he's like an Ein Mitzvah V'Yos, it's a lower level mitzvah. So you'd rather be able to do mitzvahs when you're chayiv in them, so you shouldn't do it at the time that you're doing another mitzvah, where you'd then be able to apply Osim Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. So that's what Rav Yosef Engel suggests is the reason for Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. Now again, the Gemara Masechet Sota implies that this is an inyan da'oraisa, because the Gemara asks why I need a pasuk to teach me not to give two sotas at the same time, if anyway Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. But Tosaf there says, no, it's only an inyan da'rabbanan, and therefore Tosaf asks on that Gemara. Tosaf says, what do you mean? Why do I need a pasuk in Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus? It's only a din mid'rabbanan. So that's an interesting discussion. There have to be some gedarim of what this means, Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. For example, meaning you can't say in every case where I'm doing more than one mitzvah at a time that it's automatically going to somehow be a violation of Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. For example, there's a Sefer Vayan Avram that has a shaila that a number of people were mesupik about. If you finish multiple mesechtas, can you make one siyum on multiple mesechtas? Is it a violation of Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus? I mean, come on, how could that possibly be a violation of Ein Osim Mitzvahs? You make a siyum ashas, you save up the siyum for one big siyum and siyum ashas. So that's going to be a violation of Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. So there's got to be some sort of geder some of the posts can bring up the case. Your father asks you to bring something l'makom ploni, and your mother also asks you to bring something else l'makom ploni. So you should make two trips. Don't go at the same time, because Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus, keep it av and keep it aim. So it can't be. There's got to be separate some sort of geder. The Ksav Sofer has a tshuva in Archaim Sim Kuf Lamites, where he's mesupik if a person could be yotzi mishloach manos and matanos avyonim at the same time if he gives mishloach manos to a person who's an ani. So can you fulfill both, or is it a violation of Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus? And Stechemet, he says, I don't understand. What's that? It's not shaykh Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus unless you're doing two pu'ulos of two mitzvahs at the same time. But if you're doing one maisa that's going to count as two separate things, that's not a violation of mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. Meaning over here, you're doing... What's the case in the Gemara? That you're saying kiddush and Birchas HaMazon on one coast. So you're taking one Cheftza Shel Mitzvah and trying to stick two mitzvahs on the single Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. So Rav Shechter has a long piece in Eretz HaTzvi, in his first Sefer, on Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus, where he explains that the Yisod of Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus is exactly that. It's doing two mitzvahs on one Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. And he uses that to explain a lot of different sugyas, meaning there is a comment that Rav Yosef Tovelim has in Tosos later on in this perek, where we're going to talk about we do karpa, so you don't have to make two brachos on the maror, because that's going to be chavilos chavilos. So what do you mean? Because if I say bar pri adama and al chilz maror, that's going to be chavilos chavilos. By kiddush we do that all the time. We say bar pri adama and we say a bracha of kiddush on the kol shel kiddush. And also brich sanen in general is not a problem of chavilos. And we paskin that when you need to use the same vegetable for both karpas and mara, because you only have one vegetable, so then you would say both brachos at the same time. So he suggests that maybe Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus can apply even to the Cheftza Shel Maisa Mitzvah, even if it's not the Cheftza Shel kiyum mitzvah. And that's why when why there are dine kedima even on two items with the same bracha, because the bracha only goes on the first thing you eat. So the first one is going to have the status of the chefza shel maisa mitzvah. So when you make two brachas on karpas, the problem is not to make two brachas on one item, but it's to use one item as both the chefza shel mitzvah of two mitzvos. And over here, the chefza shel mitzvah of maror is still going to be the maror. You just have to make the bracha at the time of the karpas. So that's the discussion. It's okay, maybe we'll get into more detail when we get to that. We'll get to that discussion later in the perek. But inos mitzvos chavilos chavilos, you have to be magdirid in a certain way that it's about using the same chefza shel mitzvah for two separate mitzvos. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter now. Velo, is that really true that we're never going to say two separate mitzvos on the same coast? Meaning we're not going to do birchas hamazon and kiddush. So I'll give you other examples of two different mitzvos that we do pile on to a single coast. Vatanya, the Brisa tells us, not about a birchas hamazon and kiddush kind of situation. What about the following? Hanichlas abeisa b'motzai Shabbos. A person comes home after Marv on Motzai Shabbos, and now it's time for Avdalah. So mevarich ala yayin, you say a bracha of bar pi agafen, you still don't drink, va'ala ma'or, and then you say a bracha on the ner, on bar ma'or'esh, va'ala b'samim, and then you say a bracha of bar b'nei b'samim, and then v'achar kachomer Avdalah lakos, and then you say the bracha of amavdil. V'yemein lo'el kos echad, but let's say you only have one kos, and you're also going to be eating that night, so manich lachar mazel, leave that kos until after you eat, u'mishalshlon kulon li'achrav, and use all of it for use that kos for everything, for birch samazin as well. So you say birch samazin on the kos, and then you say all of the brachos of Avdalah on that kos as well. So it turns out that apparently we are supportive of the idea of birch samazin and Havdalah on the same kos. Ay, enos amitzvos chavilos chavilos, you're not allowed to do two kedushos a la kos, how are you allowed to do that? Says Amar, ain lo shiny. No, because it said explicitly that it's ain lo, you didn't have any other option. So if you only had one kos, so you were stuck. You had to make do with what you had. So then, enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos is not going to be ma'akev. You know, if you don't have any other option, that's what you have to do. Well, why is it that we did the order that we suggested, that yayin first? So yayin first, the Rashbam points out, is because birch say yayin is tadir, tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kodem. So then, what do we say after yayin comes ma'or, the ner? Why does ner come before besamim? So the Ritva Maseches Brachos writes that the reason you're mevarich on the ner before the besamim is because you're nena from the ner right away. For the besamim to be nena from the besamim, you have to do something. You smell it. But by the ner, it's there. You're in the room and your eyes are open, so you're being nena from the ner. So the hana'a comes from the ner first. The reason that we even have a bracha ner Motzai Shabbos, we learned earlier in this Masechet already, back on Daf Nun Gimel Nun Dalet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave das to Adam HaRishon on Motzai Shabbos to give him the idea of taking two stones and rubbing them together and making a fire. So it's the anniversary of the creation of fire on Motzai Shabbos. And then Besamim, the reason we smell Besamim, the Gemara in Beit Zedav Tezayin tells us, because we lose the Neshama Yisera Motzai Shabbos, and the Besamim comforts us from the loss of the Neshama Yisera. Fine, but all of that is not the point. The point over here is that it seems, the Gemara asks as Akasha, it seems that we're perfectly comfortable with Havdalah and Birch Samazon on the same coast. What about Chavilas Chavilas? So he said, no, ain't no shiny. When you don't have, that's a different story. Ask the Gemara Vaita, though, Yom Tov Shechali Yosachar Shabbos. What about the following case? Yom Tov comes after Shabbos. Motzai Shabbos is Yom Tov. De Islay, and we're going to assume for sure you have plenty of wine. How do I know that you have plenty of wine? So Machlokas Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim suggest, I know that Rashbam writes, I know that you have plenty of wine, because we're talking about the first night of Pesach, and you're going to need Dalakosis. And we already said, Lo Yivchasu Lo, that an Ani has to be great, even the poorest of the poor has to be given Dalakosis Shliayin. So everyone's got to have a lot of wine at the beginning of the Seder. Tosis says, no, it's just the fact that it's the beginning of a Yom Tov, that you stock up on wine, because you're going to need wine for the entire Yom Tov. So I know that you have wine. Va'amar Rav, and Rav says, what do you do as far as Kiddush, Havdalah, everything that needs to be done when Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos, as it will this year when it comes to Pesach? Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, Yakna, that Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So apparently, even though you have enough wine for multiple kosos, Kiddush and Havdalah is said on the same kos. Isn't that a kasha that you're not allowed to say, Rav Sheitz said, you're not allowed to say, Shtei Kiddush Al Kosach, Chavilos, Chavilos. So Amri, Midalo Amar Zman, Mechal b'shviyish al Pesach askinan. Who told you that you have lots of wine? Maybe we're talking about shviyish al Pesach. How do I know we're talking about shviyish al Pesach? Where was the shechianu? We said yakna. Where's the zayin? Where's the zman? So it must be there's so much shviyish al Pesach because that's the only yomtov that you don't have. It's not a regular b'fnei atzmo in Gemara and Sukkah. So that's the only yomtov that doesn't have its own shechianu. To call my dahavale achilei v'leslei. All the wine that you had, you've already consumed. You don't have anything left. I've a yom tov rishon di islay, but what about a yom tov rishon where I know that you have wine, even if you're poor? Va amar Abaye yak zina, v'rava amar yak nahaz, and yet Abaye says yain kiddush man ner avdala. But the point is kiddush and avdala on the same coast, and Rava says yain kiddush ner avdala's man. But again, the point is kiddush and avdala on the same coast, even though you've got plenty of wine. So I thought they know some mitzvahs chavilas. I thought you know how to say shtei kedushas al kos echad. So Ella, we have to say is avdala v'kiddush chadim elsi. That Avdallah and Kiddush are considered the same thing. They're not considered Shtei Kedushos because they both mention the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Even in Avdallah, you say, Amavdil bin Kodesh to Kodesh, so you're mentioning Kedusha's Yom Tov in your Avdallah, and therefore you can say them both on the same coast. That is, that's at least the way Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rush understand what it means, that it's really one Inyan, and it's not a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. Birchsa Mazim and Kiddush, Trey Milin Inu. But say Birchsa Mazim and Kiddush on the same coast, that's two separate things. Not all the Rishonim say that the reason it's Chada Milsa is because you happen to mention Kedushas Yom Tov in the Avdallah as well. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that the reason Kiddush and Avdallah is the same thing is because you say them both before you eat. You have to say them both before you eat, so you say them Al Kos Echad. But Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon, you're not Mivarech Al Kos Echad because Kiddush you say before you eat, Birchas Hamazon you always say after you eat. The Maram Chalava suggests that since you can't say Kiddush without Avdallah and Avdallah without Kiddush, because if Shabbos comes out, if Shabbos leaves, Yom Tov has started, and if Yom Tov started, Shabbos must have left. So it must be that they're all the same thing, because they're Talui Zebazeh, that since Motzai Shabbos is Yom Tov, so Yom Tov is Talui on Shabbos ending, and Shabbos ending is Talui on Yom Tov beginning. So that's why it's all considered Inyan Echad. So when it's Inyan Echad, then there's no problem of Shtei Kedushos on Kos Echad. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots at Gufa, two lines from the bottom of the page.